The Art of Reflection by Jason Chan.
Because we are human, we predominantly are occupied of our physical sensation. And then some drown into their emotion. A lot of people drown into their emotion. And when you drown into your emotion, you render your mind unworkable for you. And if you can, when you are not in an emotional mini storm or emotional storm, our conscious drown into our thinking, fantasizing, and tinted with some regret, guilt, past experiences. Some of the past pleasure, happy experiences, you want to repeat that. That is a melancholic coming in the good old day. And some mind habitually fantasizing about the future. Of course, if the mind perceived future is worse off, you worry and anxious. The mind fantasizing the future might be better off, and you feel excited. So thus you have expectation. Of course, if the future happen, if you're expecting the future supposed to happen like this, or the person should be saying certain thing to you like this and that, so you will feel disappointed if you do not. The future or your expectation not being met. Those are the mind. And I'm not talking about your subconscious. Just talk about, you can observe about your mind. And your mind corresponding, okay, respond to the world. Very automatic. If you have the observer, very automatic. Like and dislike. Repel, accept. Very instant. Very, very simultaneously. Spontaneous. So, if you understand what I'm talking about, most people are imprisoned in their mind. And they think they have a free will and choice. Not many people have free will and choice. So you can see this, the mind needs training. And this training now is called reflection or contemplation. Some people can reflect, thus they learn faster. And a majority of people, they do not learn life very fast. Thus, we constantly make a lot of mistakes, and those mistakes are the same mistakes. Again, 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 it causes you pain, suffering. Very simple, when you see your mother, let's make it up a story, you get irritation because being a conversation, okay, my mother's this and that. And it's, so basically you've been doing this for 10 years. Every time I see my mother, and then I have certain reaction and response. So in this sense, you are not learning anything. And some people continue complaining, they working in a job for 5 years. They kind of basically, they say, I don't like my job. I just need to pay my rent. And it's a constant suffering. 5 years, don't love your job. And of course, your job means 40 hours, preoccupy your life. And in some sense, okay, you are torturing yourself. And you will give all the excuses or reason why I should not like my job. And then suddenly I point out to them. So, you do not like your job at all. You do not like your life. And they don't understand what I'm talking about. So I don't like my job, I like my life. Well, you're in your job. 1/3 of your time, your life. So how on earth, okay, you can love your life and then dedicate it, okay? 1/3 of your time, you don't like it. So nothing wrong with that. But then there's some underlying problem in it. Without the capacity to reflect, What is it you don't like? You got no way out. You got no way out. And then eventually you may say, I don't like my boss. I don't like my environment. I don't like my moral ethic of my company. I don't like this, I don't like that. Do you know what I might say? Are you kidding me? You have certain standard your company cannot meet. And then you said your company's fault. Something wrong with my company. It's a classic. Let's say I work in Tesco. You know what? I don't mind to shop in Tesco. I really hate to work in Tesco. So, and then I told you, okay? You possibly remember or you already forget. Any given moment, situation, you got three choices. You can change it. You can accept it. You can walk away. Is any other choice you got, I will let you know. You haven't got any. Any situation, you only got three choices, including your life. You're changing it. If you don't like your life, you can change it. If you cannot change it, can you accept it? If you cannot accept it, can you leave it? That means walk away. Basically, you only got three choices. What are you moaning about? So, never mind which one you choose. When you make a decision, so your life just at peace. That means, okay, when you're complaining about your company, your partner, your relationship, you haven't made a choice. If you make a choice, I cannot change him or her, I'm accepting it. There's no conflict. If you can change the person, go ahead. Change your mother if you don't like her. Mother, I really don't like every time I come to see you, I have some reaction. You know that, okay? I really don't like you. Can you change your behavior for me? So I can be at peace. That's all your projection, my dear. It's none whatsoever about me. It's all about you. So that means you cannot change her. If you can change her, she already had done so. And also, she could not change you too, because if she could change you, she already had done so, because remember, you come out from her belly. She educates you. She feeds you. She tells you about story, bedtime story. And then if she could change you, she already had done so, right? So, you cannot change each other. So can you accept it? If not, can you walk away? So you only got three choices. So never mind which one you choose, you will be at peace with yourself and with the situation and circumstance. But if you do not make a choice, you're creating conflict. So that is reflection. I would like you to do some reflection, please. And some of you say, I don't like my job. Okay, my company this, my company that. Change all of them. So make your choice. You have a free will and choice. So you reflect about the situation. And sometimes your situation may be a childhood issue. Your situation may be your work, your relationship, your recent circumstance. And how can you get yourself at peace? Now think about it. If you can do this, your life will improve tremendously. But it's no good, okay, you complain about certain relationship last year. You're complaining the same relationship this year. You can be sure you were complaining the same relationship next year. It's not very wise. Reflect. Can you change it? Can you walk away from your relationship? It's so abusive. Are you growing in your relationship? Can you use your relationship for healing purpose? Can you relinquish the neediness, wantingness from your relationship, your work, your circumstances, the relationship with a friend you have difficulty with? What can you do? Don't ask your brain. Your brain do not have the answer. That is consciousness reflecting. You have to identify the problem first and then wait for the solution. Instead of complaining about your life, you are rejecting your life. Do something about it based on three choices. Don't forget, you get stuck, not your company gets stuck, okay? Your company don't get stuck. If there's a human being, there's always a problem, by the way. Always.